In Thailand, there's speculation ousted Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat has fled the country after she failed to show up for the verdict in her negligence trial. The former leader faces up to 10 years in prison if found guilty in a case involving multi-billion dollar losses through a rice subsidy scheme for farmers. While the date for the verdict has been postponed to next month, there's no sign of Yingluck Shinawat at her Bangkok home today. Our correspondent Liam Cochran is in Bangkok following the story and joined me a short time ago. Liam Cochran, what was the scene outside court like?
Well, after many hours waiting this morning, expecting Yingluck to arrive at court, all of a sudden there was a huge drama. Journalists came running from the court, having just heard from both Yingluck's lawyer and also from court officials that she wasn't going to arrive. So it was a huge twist in the story that we were expecting today. More broadly than that, there was huge security presence there also. The military junta here deployed about 4,000 police officers to control what was, at the end of the day, a fairly small crowd of red shirt supporters, the political faction aligned to Yingluck Shinawat. Maybe 1,000 people at most showed up to show their support.
So Yingluck didn't turn up. An arrest warrant has been issued. So what happens now?
That's a very good question. Obviously, the effort is to try and find out where Yingluck is. That is the question that everyone is asking at the moment. There is unconfirmed reports from local media that she may have flown to Singapore after travelling overland via Cambodia, but those reports are unconfirmed at this stage. Basically, no one from her party is saying much at all. The official story is that she was sick, and that's why she didn't attend today. But there's a lot of speculation as to whether or not she's fled. The court has issued an arrest warrant for her and has postponed the verdict reading until the 27th of September.
So what charges is she facing?
She's facing charges of negligence of duty, and punishment could be between 1 and 10 years jail and a lifetime ban from politics. And it all stems from a rice subsidy scheme that ran while she was the Prime Minister from 2011 till 2013. What happened was that the government bought huge amounts of rice, millions of tons of rice from Thai farmers at inflated prices, as much as double the market value. They were gambling that the global rice prices would increase, but instead they tanked. And that left the Thai government with warehouses full of rice and the temptation for unscrupulous dealers and millers to swap the good rice for the bad rice, to steal rice. All kinds of allegedly corrupt dealings went on under that scheme. So that's what has led to these charges.
And Thailand has been racked by political violence and has a long history of it. Is this case threatening to ignite anything like that?
Well, it certainly does put politics back onto the front page and back onto the agenda in Thailand. It has been fairly quiet here since October and the death of the king, the very beloved king here, King Bhumibol. There is a one-year mourning process, and basically politics is just off while that mourning period is underway. That will end in October, and perhaps this will hasten politics coming back. But it certainly does put the focus back on the Shinawat family, what their supporters will do without Yingluck in the country, and what their future will be. Yingluck's older brother, Thaksin Shinawat, another former prime minister, he fled the country to escape corruption charges more than a decade ago. If Yingluck has indeed fled the country, where does that leave the red shirt side of Thai politics?
Liam Cochran, our correspondent in Bangkok.